Late last week, the House Ways and Means Committee reported several bills, one of which would make 50% bonus depreciation a permanent part of the tax code rather than a temporary provision. That provision expired at the end of 2014 and cannot be used this year. In a statement at the committee meeting, Texas Republican Pat Tiberi, who introduced the bill, said making the provisions permanent would give farms, ranches, and businesses assurance in the future.
By extending and making permanent this provision, farmers and business owners will be able to plan. They will have the certainty that they need, that they haven't had, to build and rebuild and invest in their business, to hire more workers, otherwise that they wouldn't do.
American Farm Bureau Federation tax advisor Pat Wolf said bonus depreciation is especially critical in agriculture.
The ability to take the deduction immediately allows the farmer to have extra cash in his pocket to make purchases when it makes sense, to plan them out.
The Senate has already advanced similar legislation out of committee, but it was a 2-year extension as compared to the House seeking to make the provision permanent.
So both the House and the Senate agree that this is a good provision, but they're miles apart on how long the provision should stay on the books. Farmers and ranchers everywhere need to call their member of Congress and tell them that it's impossible to run a business when you don't know what the tax rules are. And Congress needs to give farmers and ranchers certainty by passing the bonus depreciation bill now instead of at the end of the year.
Last year, bonus depreciation and other key agricultural tax provisions like Section 179 and the biodiesel tax credit were extended in December. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.